AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A source tells the AP the Justice Department is expected to announce soon an investigation of the Chicago Police Department. This follows the shooting death by police of a black teenager last year. A white police officer was charged recently with first-degree murder. In Chicago today, protesters were shouting 16 shots and a cover-up. Laquan McDonald was shot 16 times. Protesters were calling for the resignation of Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel. President Obama delivers a rare Oval Office address tonight. The subject is terrorism. Following the deadly shootings in San Bernardino, California, the president will talk about ways the government is trying to keep Americans safe.
This horrific attack has people on edge and frightened. We lost so many victims and people were wounded. People are concerned and we understand that.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the president may talk again about the need for stricter gun laws and reassure the public the threat is being taken seriously.
It's to call on the American people to pull out the best in themselves and not give in to fear at this time.
The fourth time is a charm at NASA.
Liftoff on the shoulders of Atlas. The SS Deke Slayton II orbital ATK Cygnus spacecraft soars toward the International Space Station.
On the fourth attempt from Cape Canaveral in Florida, a rocket blasted off with much-needed supplies for the International Space Station. An attorney says the man killed during a standoff at a motorcycle shop in Neenah, Wisconsin yesterday was a hostage who died while trying to get away from the gunman. A man was taken into custody hours of negotiations. Former President Jimmy Carter says his most recent brain scan showed no signs of cancer more than 3 months after the 91-year-old began treatment for 4 melanoma tumors. This is AP Radio News. For the third weekend in a row, The Hunger Games is the number one movie at the box office.
Oh, my dear Miss Everdeen, the game is coming to its end.
This is the last of The Hunger Games movies, Mockingjay Part 2. It edged out the anti-Santa Claus comedy horror movie Krampus. We are now less than 2 weeks away from the premiere of the new Star Wars movie. In the NFL, the New York Jets beat the Giants in overtime 23-20. The Jets got a field goal in overtime. The Giants tried for a field goal, and Josh Brown missed. Giants coach Tom Coughlin says he was pushing for a touchdown.
I was not thinking field goal, and we left ourselves with a long field goal, and for whatever reason, we missed it. I think it's the first one that Josh has missed all year.
Elsewhere in the NFL, Tampa Bay beat Atlanta, Cincinnati routed Cleveland, San Francisco beat Chicago, Buffalo beat Houston, and it was Miami over Baltimore. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.